From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush is in Ottawa today for his first official visit to Canada. At a joint news conference this afternoon, both the president and Prime Minister Paul Martin stressed the close ties and long friendship between their countries. There have been some serious differences over the last few years between Canada and the U.S., differences over the Iraq War and trade disputes involving Canadian beef and lumber. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Ottawa.
To watch President Bush and Prime Minister Martin during their opening statements at a news conference in Ottawa this afternoon, it was a picture of unity. Two leaders of countries whose common border runs more than 3,000 miles, across which more than $1 billion worth of trade moves every single day. Here's Martin.
In fact, we agreed to put forward an agenda in which our two nations will cooperate in a practical way towards common goals.
President Bush, in his opening remarks, talked about Iraq, but not about past differences.
Both of our nations have a vital interest in helping the Iraqi people secure their country and build a free and democratic society. I want to thank the Prime Minister's resolve and his support for this great cause. The Canadian government has pledged more than $200 million in humanitarian aid.
Canada opposed the war and sent no troops, but Mr. Bush wanted to highlight contributions it has made beyond military assistance. Still, if U.S. and Canadian relations have room to improve, much of that is due to opposition here to Bush administration foreign policy. The first question at the news conference from a Toronto newspaper reporter dealt with the immediate goodwill Canadians felt for the U.S. in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks, and how polls now show that it has since deteriorated. The reporter asked if the president felt responsible for that.
I haven't seen the polls you look at. And we just had a poll in our country where people decided that the foreign policy of the Bush administration ought to be stay in place for 4 more years. And it's a foreign policy that works with our neighbors. Our trade between our countries has never been stronger. But it's a foreign policy that also understands that we've got an obligation to defend our security.
On other disagreements between the U.S. and Canada, specifically a pair of high-profile trade disputes, no deals were announced. A U.S. ban on Canadian beef in the wake of a confirmed case of mad cow disease 1.5 years ago remains in place. Prime Minister Martin expressed frustration, though he seemed somewhat reassured that the ban will be lifted relatively soon. Meanwhile, a dispute over a U.S. decision to slap duties on Canadian soft lumber drags on. This trip to Canada is seen as a move by the president to mend fences as he heads into a second term. A trip to Europe with the same goal is expected early next year. Even so, the president's visit to Ottawa drew crowds of protesters that grew during the day. There were signs labeling the president a war criminal and a terrorist. One read, "God is not an American." Protester Julia Seaton traveled here from Toronto.
Well, I can understand that Martin needs to discuss things with Bush because we do have a lot of economic ties, so there are things that need to be discussed. I'm just concerned that I guess Martin might be sucked into Bush's coalition of terror, because that's in fact what he is, a terrorist to these poor people in Iraq. I'm anti-war, anti-violence.
More protests are planned for tomorrow when the president travels to Halifax, a city on Canada's Atlantic coast. It was there that more than 40 commercial airliners were forced to land when they were grounded on 9/11. Mr. Bush's message in Halifax, thank you for your help and your hospitality on a difficult day. It's a speech he hopes will be a reminder of how much these countries really do share. Don Gagne, NPR News, with the president in Ottawa.